This is the 17th York site of the Rav Zatzal. And the Gemara says in Bava Kama, Kovit Godel Osho Bechayiv Milama Shal Shiva Yeshiva Al Kivro. So it seems that there's nothing more appropriate than to Sheik Divei Torah Bechavad Hameis, especially somebody as great as the Rav, who was a personification of Torah. So I thought what I'd do is, I just say over a few Hayyaras in the Rav, on Inyani Kriya Satoira, which I've been working and writing about lately. First, the Minhag HaShoel is that when we read the Megillos on the Yom Tovim, so we usually read, for example, this coming Shabbos we're going to read Shir HaShirim. We will first read Shir HaShirim and then we'll read Kriyas HaTorah, right? So why is it that Shir HaShirim comes, the Megillah comes before Kriyas HaTorah? We have a general cloud, Tad HaShem HaTad HaTad HaKodim. So the Kriyas HaTorah should come before the Kriyas HaMegillah. So this is, I heard from what he said like this. He said a very original thing. He said that the reason Kriyas HaMegillah precedes Kriyas HaTorah is because there's a Tivar says in Shabbos in Kolkisa that Kuftesvav that there's an Isur to learn Ksuvim on Shabbos Mishum Bikur Beis HaMedrash, because they wanted the people, this was the opportunity, they worked the whole week, they want, this was the opportunity that they can have a shir, so people were just, you know, daven up their tilim. So to avoid that, they said you're not allowed to study Ksuvim. So Rav said, therefore, they had the Megillas all Ksuvim. So from what point to what point did that Isur Ksuvim begin? So the Rav said that Isur Ksuvim began with the Kriyas HaTorah, because Kriyas HaTorah is the Mechayev of learning on Shabbos. So Isur Ksuvim goes from Kriyas HaTorah till Kriyas HaTorah, to the next Kriyas HaTorah, namely the till Mincha when they would read the Mincha, then that creates that Isa went off. For Havaya, Toysa says in the Gila that when Toysa, there used to be a Haftorah on for Mincha, except that Haftorah was Ksuvim. Why Ksuvim? To demonstrate that the Isa of Ksuvim went off. Okay. And I spoke to Chaim Kanievsky about this, I asked him this question. He had a different reason. He said, presumably based on the Shabbos Aryeh, he didn't mention the Shabbos Aryeh, but the Shabbos Aryeh, that the reason you can read the Megillah first is because reading the Megillah is only a minig. Which is a certain, it's a minig. So therefore, if it's only minig, it's less, it's not the same level of chiyuv. So therefore, you don't say Tad HaShem HaTad. Shabbos Aryeh talks about Talos, which comes first, Tefillin or Talos, and he says, wants to say Tad HaShem, has a discussion on Tad HaShem HaTad, then he says, Tad HaShem HaTad is not relevant to this discussion because since this is a Chovas Mona, you're not necessarily tied to wear it all the time, so therefore it's a less field than Tefillin, and the issue of Tad HaShem HaTad is not an issue, and therefore we go by Makudish, which is Tefillin.
So why is Shir HaShem
first? Because Shir HaShem is Ksuvim, so therefore the Isur Ksuvim only starts after Kriyas HaTorah.
According to
Another Hayyel and Kriyas HaTorah, the Rav said, we're familiar that the Rambam says in his Tshuvas that you shouldn't stand for the Aseres HaDibros. Apparently the Rambam sat, not apparently, the Rambam said that the call should sit for Kriyas HaTorah. Okay, the law is Kriyas HaTorah should be back to the yeshiva. But, and he says, and he admonishes people who, apparently there was a minute, which happens to be our minute, that people used to stand for Kriyas HaTorah. For the, excuse me, for Aseres HaDibros. And the Rambam was against it, because especially because of the Christian influence, that people thought somehow that it would imply that the Aseres HaDibros are more binding, more significant than the rest of the Torah. So therefore, in the strongest language, he admonishes standing. So the question is, so against the Chuvah Saram, why do we stand? So the Rav suggested that the reason is that there are two ways to read the Aseres HaDibros. One is the Tam Kachton, the other is the Tam Elyon. The difference in Tam Tachton, Tam Elyon, is Tam Tachton breaks the Kriya into Psukim, which is the usual unit of Torah, and the other, Tam Elyon, breaks it into Didros. Now there are some Didros that are running to several Psukim, like Shabbos, and there are some Didros that are left in the Pasuk, Losir, Tzot, and so on. So the Tam Elyon breaks it into Didros. So Rav said that the reason we read it B'tam Elyon is because we read it, the reason we stand is because we don't read it B'tam Tachton. We read it B'tam Elyon. So we're not standing because it's more significant than the rest. We're simply reenacting Mamad HaSinai as the Dibros, as the Aseres HaDibros was said. But the Rambam read everything B'tam Tachton. So therefore there's no difference, there's no reason to distinguish between the Aseres HaDibros and the rest. And therefore the Rambam was against standing. And he mentioned the fact that his grandfather, Rav Chaim, used to read the Torah always B'tam Tachton. He said there are consistent with the idea is that there are those who read the Aseres HaDibros when they read Yisrael and Ves Hanan, they read it B'tam Tachton, but on Shavuos they read it B'tam Elyon. And so the Rav said that's why we stand, because we're reading B'tam Elyon. Another Hayyarah Kharav, the Gemara says, in Megillah, Daf Mem Aleph, that HaKoyos in Megillah Omeg V'Yoshev, right? That you can read it standing or sitting. But the Gemara says, Tom Masha ain't came with Torah, but by the Torah it has to be Daf Kabe Amiga. Menachem Yimili, Amo Babu, Amo Koviata, Po Amo De Mavi. Kab Yochol, that the Baruch Hashem is standing with Moshe Rabbeinu, so therefore the Kriya has to be the Kriya Shetor has to be Ba'amidah. But the Gemara says that the Kriya Samigila is the Yeshiva, that's the Mishnah, and Masha'en Kibetor, the Torah is different, right? What's difficult, however, the Rambam is that the Rambam says that Kriya Shetor is Ba'amidah, and he also says that Ba'amidah is Ba'amidah. The Rambam says in Perek Yud Gimel from Hilchos Tefila, the Rambam says, in the past few days. Ain't HaKor Rishon Lakbiya Kol, and so on. The Ram doesn't speak about the Oyla. The Ram speaks about the Meturgumin. Presumably it's a Kal V'Chaim. If the Meturgumin has to stand, the Ram says, Ain't HaKor Rishon Lakos V'Prosa Achashi The Ain't HaTugum Nishan V'Lo Olamo V'Lo Lakor Ela Omid V'Emu B'Yira. So the Ram says that the Meturgumin has to stand, kavachon of the oiler. That's what the guest edition assumes. So, and the Ram says in Hilchos Megillah, I'll cover that tzibur that by Pierce Megillah, you also have to stand the tzibur. So, what's the difference? So, Mogen Avraham quotes in Shulchan Aruch, the Mogen Avraham quotes the Bach. The Bach is the opinion that there's a difference between Pierce and Torah. That Pierce and Torah, if you don't stand, it's Likuva. So then it could be that there's a chiluk between Kriyas HaTorah and Likuv if you don't stand. Kriya Samigila is only Lechavchiva Mishim Shkobad Atzigo. But the Mogen Avraham disagrees, and the Mogen Avraham says that it's not correct, it's not Likud. When he brings it wrong, because by Hakel, the Melech, when he would read, he would be Yoshev Mishim Shkobad Malchus. So if it's Likufa, then the Melech couldn't sit either. And the Rav thought that that was a decisive argument the Mogen Avraham, you know, presents. So again, so what's the difference between going to lunch between Kriya Satoyim and Kriya Samigilah? And the Gemara says, Masha'en Kei Batoyra. So the Rosh said that there's a chilek between them. That Kriya Satoyra, that requires a need, even assuming like the Magen Avraham, that it's only a Chathira. But the halacha of a midah by Kriya Satoyra is part of the halacha of Hilchos Kriya Satoyra. Namely, that if he said it, if let's say the oiler was the yeshiva, or if he was nishan, he was somel, so he's not bamida. So there's a deficiency in the kriya satoria. It's not just a zaitika, you know, extraneous. The kriya satoria finds the halacha of kavat tzibur, because you see the Gemara learns it from the kinesinasa, the way the Torah was given. The Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, and when he talked about it to Moshe Rabbeinu, so Moshe Rabbeinu was standing. And the Baruch Shem was standing, Kav Yochel. So therefore, that's part of the halacha of Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. And therefore, if you said it, if the Oiler was, or the Turgum was the Yeshiva, so the Chathchila, something was deficient in the Kriyas HaTorah. Masha Enkin, but that's not the case by what? By Kriyas HaMegillah, that's just a halacha of Kavat Tzibur. You should aim a Tzibur that you should stand. But if you said it the Yeshiva, there's nothing deficient in the Kriyas HaMegillah. The Kriyas Megillahs were fine, just the law of Kavod Tzibur. Lamai Nafkamina. So Rav said the Nafkamina would be, what about if it was B'smicha? Here the Ram says that it can't even be B'smicha. The Ram says in Zvachim that smicha ki yeshiva. For the Avoda, that if you're sitting, the Avoda is possible. So if you're Samuch, I mean, Samuch means that you're leaning, you know, your full weight on something, so that has a din of yeshiva. So by Kriya Satoyah, that there's a loch of Amida Kinesinasa, so Smicha would be excluded, because that has a din of Yeshiva. But by Kriya Samigila, it's not a loch that requires Amida. It's a loch of Kavat Tzibur. Smicha is also Kavat Tzibur. And therefore, that wouldn't be a deficiency in Al Kavat Tzibur. There are other things related to this in terms of Bezdin, but I'm going to. In a similar concept, the Rav said also in the halacha brachol faneha, the Rambam says that kriyas haTorah the Rambam says in Perek Yudbeis in Hilchos Tefillah says kol echad ve'echad min haKoyrim poseach sefer Torah u'mabit l'makom shu koyer bo. I'm not going to speak about it, but it's worth noting that the Rav thought that it was important that the oiler should open the Sefer Torah himself. And this is based on the Pasuk in Nehemiah, the great reading of the Torah by Ezra. It says, give us Sefer Nehemiah. And then it says, V'anu kala am, V'ol yadayim, V'anu kala am, Amen, V'amen. I don't know the exact Pasuk, but it's going to be relevant in a second. So, and it, but it says there in Sefer Nehemiah that there's a special locha, there's a psicha. So the Rav thought that an oiler will go up. And usually what happens is the Balkari opens it up and shows the oiler, and he doesn't open it. The Rav said that's a mistake. He should open it. In fact, if the Balkari opens it, you should close it again and open it and reopen it, so you'll have this key of psicha. But the Ram continues, the ain't calling pachos me'asara. Sukim, Yidaba Olam in Haminu. Right? And okay. The Lo Yu Kohen Pachos Mishosha Nashim. And then the Ram says, then the Ram says, Halacha Hei Kol Echad Echad. Okay. Sorry. A Tanakh would be good also. Kol Echad Shasakha. Kol echav echav in akorin poseach sefer Torah mabit l'makom shu kori bo v'achakach omer borchus Hashem ha'mvorach v'chol ha'am omer borchus Hashem ha'mvorach v'mavred V'chol zu mevorach boruch ata Hashem alkeinu melech olam.
Only sound one.
So the Ram doesn't mention. He mentions that he says the bracha before, and then it says the onu kol ha'am amen, and then when he says the bracha l'achrei, he doesn't say the onu kol ha'am amen. He doesn't mention it afterwards. So the Rav said why does he answer? You have to answer amen to the bracha at the end as well. So he said it could be that there are two different halachas here. What the Rambam mentions amen here because the amen is part of the kiyum and the seder priyas hatorah. Because if a person that bracha and answering amen is part of the kiyum of priyas hatorah, and it could be the Rav said that if a person will hear the bracha, will come in right after the bracha or right after the first bracha, that he wouldn't be yotzei priyas hatorah. He told a story that once he was with Rav Velvel. And they came to shul right after they started laming, and they missed the first bracha. Right, but he heard the whole kriya. So Velo said, "We have to go to another shul to hear the kriya," because the Mishnah says in Megillah that Kriyas HaTorah needs 10, and the Mishnah says because it's a Davish HaDusha. So you see that the Baruchu and the first Baruchu transform it into a Davish HaDusha. And that's Likuva in the Kiyum of Kriyas HaTorah. So therefore this Amen is not just the general Amen that Ram calls in Hilchos Baruchos, that whenever you hear a Baruchu you have to answer Amen. So that's why here in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, here in Hilchos Tefillah, you make the first Amen, because that's Likuva. It may be even cool, but even that be cool. But if you didn't say Amen, felt in the Kriyas HaTorah, there's something diminished in the Kiyum. Now, she ain't saying the Amen after that Amen is not part of the spaces of him. That's part of the Kiyum of Kriyas HaTorah, that's not part of the Kiyum of Kriyas HaTorah the second. So that Ram relies on in general. Ram says in Hilchos Brachos, whenever you hear Brachos, you have to answer Amen. And this is based on the Pasuk in the Nechemiah. The Pasuk says, I don't remember the exact Pasuk, Vayistach Ezra Asoifa, and then says Vayivarech Ezra, and says Va'onu Kol Amen Amen B'Maol Yadehem. And Rashi says means they lifted up their hands. And only mentions the first Amen. And I'd love to reference that. But if you look in the way Ezra reads the Torah and the response of Amen Amen, you see that there's a special theme of Amen. It's not the general Amen in terms of answering Amen to any bracha. Okay, and just my last hayal is this. The Rav would often tell the story, I've heard it from him several times, that we know that his grandfather, Rav Chaim, was very, very marked about Kriyas HaTorah. The Rav would tell stories that Rav Chaim would be on a train, he didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah, he would get off the train in some shtetl to collect the minion together to hear Kriyas HaTorah. Because he considered Kriyas HaTorah to be a Chovas Yochid, not just a Chovas Tzibur. So he says he remembers, the Rabbi says he remembers that as a little boy, his other grandfather, Rav Eli Kushner, told him once, Ich verstehe nicht euer anderer Seder. I don't understand your other grandfather, namely Rav Chaim. Because he said, Ich habe gewissen am Afurish Ramban. I saw him an explicit Ramban that shows that Kriyas HaTorah is a Chovas Tzibur. Obi, you can't have iron bearing Zayden. It's an ice in the Idra. But you know your other grandfather with his, you know, ironclad language. Nochtem was it gelernt Ramban, Ramban gehalten wie er hat. After he finished with Ramban, Ramban holds like him. So, but he said, Obi, ich bin das von der Jiden far Martin Teure. But I'm one of the Jews before Martin, let me say before the plan of the revolutionary, before Brit. So, Silov said, which Ramban was he referring to? He said he's referring to Ramban, Ramban, and the Balmor's question, the myth holds that Shalob is mana, you need a sorrow for Kriyas and Megillah Likuv. So the Balmor asked, if that's true, it should have been mentioned in the Mishnah, those things in the Mishnah Megillah list, all those things that require a sorrow, and that's not mentioned. So why isn't it mentioned? So the Ramban answers, because all the things mentioned in the Megillah are a Chovas Tzibur. And Kriyas and Megillah is that requires a sorrow, it's a Chovas Yochid, so therefore it's not mentioned in the Mishnah. So you see, the Ramban says all the things mentioned in the Mishnah are a Chovas Tzibur. And Kriyas and Megillah is mentioned in the in the Mishnah. So what actually did, what did the Chaim actually hold about this? So I'm trying to do some research about this. It's actually quite complex. The Beit HaShmuel Baruch Berg says that the Chaim he said he heard from Chaim there's a shaila, you need 6 or 10 for Kriyas who are Chayiv in Kriyas HaTorah. So Baruch Berg says that he heard from a Chaim that the shaila, whether you need 6 or 10, depends on this shaila, which is a Chovas Yochid, the Chovas Tzibur. That if it's a Chovas Tzibur, you need 10, who did not hear the Kriyas HaTorah. But if it's a Chovas Yochid, it's sufficient to have 6. Actually, the way I remember the Rav saying it, the Chaim thought that even if you had only 1, it would be sufficient, which is actually a suffix in the Chayi Odom. Do you need, because we hold for, let's say, a person to hear Bochel, even if it's 1, it's sufficient to say a Bochel. Toises has, and Megillah has all different sheets as how many you need. So, Michal Shurkin told me just recently, he said he thought he heard from the Rav just the opposite of what the Baruch Berg said. That he said, he thinks that the Rav said that if it's a Chovas Tzibur, so then you need 6. Then 6 would be 6, because just like this, a Lachan Tzibur, Buba Kukulov, and Mashal Kovan Pesach, that's Baba Tumor, if you have a Rav Tzibur, so you can bring it the Tumor. But if it's a Chovas Yochid, so then maybe it's either 1 or it's 10, but there's no Lach of Rav Tzibur. So I asked with Michal Feinstein's son, David Feinstein, if he heard a thing about this. So he knew this in Asik, but he didn't know. But he heard with Moshe Shmuel, I think Moshe Shmuel Shapiro said that he knows this issue was an achleikus between Brisk and Valojin. He knows Reb Chaim held it was a Chovas Yochid. And in Valojin, he said with Paul Shapiro, his Zeder, Reb Chaim Shver, thought it was a Chovas Tzibur. And he would tell this story, I heard it from a few people, that once Reb Chaim, who was very makkel, as I said about Kriyas HaTorah, was trying to collect the minion of people to hear Kriyas HaTorah. He wasn't so makbid about Tefillah B'Tzibur, but this was also something that annoyed the Belly Krishna. Pashtain, it's not, feels Tefillah's a different thing. That, you know, goes crazy about Kriyas HaTorah. So Rafal Shapira lived on top, the Chaim lived on the bottom in Valoshin, and his Shver lived on top. So he had gotten like 6 people who hadn't heard Kriyas HaTorah, whatever the number was, or he needed a tent for the minion. So he sent the bochel, the yeshiva, the lodger, to go upstairs, if he could ask the Rafal Shapira to come down. So the Rafal Shapira says, I'm not coming down. Let's mask the meshuggah. It's the Chachom Tzibur, you're not mechayiv. So Moshe Marzlin told me, Moshe Marzlin, that he heard once from Michal Feinstein, it could be that whether he needed 1 or 6, that Rav Chaim was makbid about this, only... Reb Chaim really Medina really thought you only need 1, but once he heard from Reb Eli Fushman of the other tzad that maybe it's a Chovas Tzibur, so then he was more machmir the tzad chumra, namely to have 6 or 10. So I just wanted to say a teretz on Reb Chaim that really Reb Eli Fushman's lie is not a lie against Reb Chaim from Ramban, because even if we say that Kriyas HaKol is a Chovas Yochid, the Kiyum is a Kiyum Tzibur. It's a Davashim Ektusha. Now, it could be there's a Chil on the Yochid to hear Kriyas HaKol. It's not just a Chovas Tzibur, like, you know, other things mentioned in the Noshir, let's say, Chazor HaShachs and the Fiskapayim or other things. But even if we say, like, the Chaim that's a Chovas Yochid, but the Kiyum is a Kiyum Tzibur. Masha Enkein, Kriyas HaMegillah. Kriyas HaMegillah is a Chovas Yochid and it's a Kiyum Yochid. You need the Asara only because it needs Pesum Enisa's Asara. But it's not a Chovas Tzibur. Moshe, the Lord of Mizman, Rav Sternberg quotes a machlokes between the Chazon Ish and Briskerov. The Chazon Ish held that if you have 10 people in a room, each one reading the Megillah to themselves, that's called Kriyas HaMegillah B'Asara. Briskerov said no. You know, you have to have one person reading the Megillah, learning the Megillah, and everybody else being Yotze. But from the Chazon Ish opinion, you see that he held that the Kiyum is also Kiyum Yochid. So that's what the Ramban says. The things in the Mishnah, it could be the things that listen in the Mishnah are Chovas Yochid, like Ruchayma, but the Kiyum is Zichar Kiyum Tzibur. So therefore, those are listed in the Mishnah. Masha Enki Megillah, which is completely a Chovas Yochid, so that's not listed in the Mishnah. I remember the Rav once told the story. Nothing, just remember. He said that once with Chaim, you know, he used to go to gather a minion. If he was on a trip, he'd go to the ends of the earth. He stopped in get off a train. He went to get some more shtetl, and he finally collects 10 people to make a minion for Kriyas HaTorah. And he says, you know, is there anybody here who knows how to learn, who knows how to read the Torah? So one man says, you know, goes up and says, he opens up the Sefer and says, oh, puts on his glasses, oh, this is unnekudas. This was part of the idea of Golos, so to speak. Okay. I thought it was appropriate to speak a little bit about Inyan and Kriyas HaTorah, so it was something that was very chavis to the Rav. I remember sometimes, you know, remember that when the Rav didn't bring coming from Boston, if he didn't have a minion, he would collect a tzibur. To be candid, at YU, it was never a problem to get 10 who didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah. But I remember he said once he had a Rashna Padre, so after we read the Torah, so he said, say a Kaddish, and the person who, you know, then said a Chatzi Kaddish, as we usually do after Kriyas HaTorah, said, no, say a Kaddish Shalom. He said, you only say Chatzi Kaddish in the middle of the Tefillah. But if it's reading it by itself, it requires a full Kaddish, not the Skapa, but the full Kaddish. And, you know, the idea of reading the Torah is so, and Kriyas HaTorah, obviously, that was the Rav's life's work. That's Talmud Torah, the Rabbin. That's what Kriyas HaTorah represents. And he dedicated his life to it, and we used all his extraordinary talents to bring a whole door, actually I can't say one door, Doris, to the Torah, to the excellence of understanding the Torah, but also, you know, simultaneously, not just as an intellectual exercise, but also he read the Torah both the Tam Elyon and the Tam Tachton. Because the Tam Tachton, that's the unit of Torah Shemitzav, of Havana, a Torah. But it was also the Tam Elyon. You always had that feeling when you were listening to the Rav, not only, you know, his extraordinary presentation, but you felt that you were just, as he himself would speak about his own, that link to the Mesorah. I always remember, it was a phrase he used more than once, but he once said, remember at a Yortzeit Shir, I think it was actually Yortzeit Shir maybe, or maybe it was a Shuvah Drasha, but he said that when he was preparing, he sort of felt, as he was preparing, that the Shekhinah was hovering over his shoulder, and he could almost hear the Shekhinah whispering, "Vasokstu v'yashaber v'gendem." You know, that intimate connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Torah, which is Moshe's Torah, that was also the Rav. Both the Tam Tachton and the Tam Elyon, which he tried to communicate to his Talmidim in the Shir, but to a much, much broader audience of an America, that I think he played an absolutely critical role to have the possibility in the 1950s to think that you could have a group of people coming to hear a shir, and this was in our constituency, would have been, I think, very difficult to imagine. But the reason it's possible is because the Rav read his personal Sefer Torah, the Sefer Torah of the Melech, which in that his Sefer Torah, he read both the Tam Tachton and the Tam Elyon. Now we're going to